أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها إن الله كان على كل شيء حسيبا الله لا إله إلا هو ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ومن أصدق من الله حديثا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 86 and 87 of Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةِ, that when you are greeted with a greeting, فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا, then return the greeting better than you were greeted with, or at least return it equivalence. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about when one believer, one Muslim meets another Muslim, then there is this term that Allah ta'ala uses in this verse. The term that Allah ta'ala has used is that of tahiyya. Tahiyya has been translated as greetings, like how we have tahiyyatul masjid or tahiyyatul wudu, that a person performs two rakats when one enters the masjid, or two rakats when one makes wudu. But in its original, tahiyya is derived from an Arabic expression that before the advent of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when one person would greet another, he would say to that person, Hayyakallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause you to live. May you live long, may you live well, in that context. So hence, from there, this word tahiyya has been derived. Then came the advent of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not going to be remaining and contained only in the Arabian Peninsula, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had it that this deen is going to spread throughout the world. And there was a need for a universal means of tahiyya, a universal means of greetings, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought the greetings of salam. When we look at the origin of this phrase assalamu alaykum, then we will go back right to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam with his own hand, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had infused into Adam alayhi salatu wa salam his ruh. In the hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, when the ruh was infused, then Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam sneezed, and on sneezing he said, Alhamdulillah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself responded, and Allah ta'ala said, Yarhamukallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Adam alayhi salatu wa salam to go to the malaika, to the angels, and make salam and say to them, Assalamu alaikum. The angels, when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam complied, then they responded to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Wa alaikumus salam wa rahmatullah. So Assalamu alaikum was originated there. We learned two origins actually. One is on sneezing to say Alhamdulillah, that had begun with the origin of insan, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, to respond to say Yarhamukallah, it had begun then. And then this greeting of Assalamu alaikum was a greeting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The response had come from the malaika, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, this will be your greeting, and this will be the greeting between your progeny, in other words, insan. So the origin of this salam had begun there when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Now when we analyze this word assalamu alaikum, on the one hand we find a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this assalam is actually a quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's one of his names is As-Salam, and hence to make salam then, we are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you go amidst people into a greeting, into a group of people, then greet the people with assalamu alaikum. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by doing this, you gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because then you are reminding people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if perchance they do not respond to your greeting, then know that someone else has responded to your greeting, someone better, and that is the malaika will say to you, wa alaikumus salam. So on the one hand, we find in this hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that this as-salam in itself is in actual fact one of the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then ulama have written that when one Muslim says assalamu alaikum to another Muslim, what is he inferring upon him? What is he saying to him? What is the meaning of it? So they say that in actual fact it means Allahu raqibun alaik. Raqib means one that takes care, a guardian. And Allahu raqibun alayk in actual fact will mean that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of you. Now when Allah ta'ala takes care of a person, it is not momentarily just for that moment, but it is in this dunya, it is in the qabr, and it is in the akhirat. In other words, you are making dua upon somebody, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invoking the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes care of an individual right through his entire life. Such is the beauty of salam. Then we find Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrating that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that no one will enter Jannah except that person who is a mu'min. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said a person's iman, a person is not a complete mu'min until he has love between himself. In other words, the ummah has love between themselves. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no one will have love between themselves until and unless they begin to make salam, that it is this salam that creates peace and it creates love between individuals. And then some ulama have also stated, Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahmatullah alayhi has stated, that when one person says to another person, assalamu alaykum, then he is saying to that person, anta aminum minka, that you are free from me. In other words, you are free from all difficulties that I would have possibly imposed upon you, either with my tongue or with my hand, but you are free from every difficulty that I could have imposed upon you. So in this way, we found that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very beautiful mode of greeting. Allah Ta'ala has given us this, a dua, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and something that we need to bring into vogue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we need to bring it into vogue to such an extent that two people walk, a wall or a tree separates them, they meet thereafter, then again they should make salam. And in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person that is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that begins the salam. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.